Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to Oldie Buddy Goodie, where I am the only person in this podcast, Zach, because I am the best one here. I'm also joined by another person who occasionally shows up.
I'm always here.
It's Sandro. So, I'm special guest Sandro for a one-time showing only. Anyway, this week we'll be recording like three episodes in a row. So this is the second one. Yep. We've just seen Serial Mom.
Just sat down.
Fantastic
and watched
movie.
It.
So if haven't heard the first episode, which is The House of the Spirits, pause this. Go listen to that. Come back.
In case, because we're releasing these all.
Yeah, we're releasing these in like three in a row or something.
You might not have gotten the notification. Just in case. Just in case. What's the show, Zach?
Just in case.
I'm a guest. I don't know what the show is. What is it?
It's a show where we go through a year of this one being 1994.
Yeah.
And watch movies as they came out. So it's currently 2019, and it's April, so we're watching movies sort of when they came out in April, except it's a bit iffy because we had some trouble with the whole podcasting thing. But we're back on track, recording some movies.
Yep.
It'll be good.
Zach, you chose the film.
I chose Serial Mom because it had the best concept, it had the best concept.
I mean, out of your other three choices, it definitely did.
Yeah,
I'll go through them in a second, but
best sort of story idea, and I'm so glad I chose it because it was great and I loved it.
That's good.
I thought it was hilarious. So yeah,
that's good. You like this film?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this film.
I liked it as
well. It was hilarious.
I would even say if you're into violent comedies, pause the episode, go watch this.
Yeah, go watch this.
Like, we're going to spoil the whole thing. And if you haven't seen this before, maybe do.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
There's some really good surprises. Your other choices, aside from Serial Mom, were Cops and Robinsons. Chevy Chase is a cop and needs to stop some guy called Robinson. Surviving the Game, action film with Ice-T.
Ice-T, love that boy.
Generic action
film. I love Peach. That's my favorite.
And White Fang 2, Myth of the White Wolf. It's about a kid and his dog. I've been sensing a theme with Disney films in 94.
Yeah.
They're either sport films or kids and their
dog. Just love dogs.
I wonder
just
why.
Wolves, dogs. Because everyone loves a good dog.
Everyone loves dogs. Anyway, you chose Serial Mom.
Let's just jump
in. We're doing it every episode now.
Let's just jump into it.
I don't like it. Anyway, let's just jump into it.
So
this film was released 13th of April, 1994.
Woo!
Written and directed by John Waters.
Yep.
We all know John Waters. Master of satirical
personally
horror.
Or, like, just know about him?
Know about him.
Oh, right, yeah. I know him personally.
Oh, you know him personally?
Yeah,
what's he like?
I don't know. I've never really met him in real life, but I know him personally.
You personally know who he is.
Exactly.
Oh, I see. You're trying to play tricks with your words.
Yep.
It's not working. Can't fool old Sandy boy over here. Ugh.
Anyway.
So, this also stars Kathleen Turner. She's the mum.
Beverly, yep.
She's great. She's a great actress.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
She's been in War of the Roses, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Peggy Sue Got Married. Like, she's great at comedy and improvising and all that great stuff. It also stars Sam Waterston. He's from Law and Order. And Ricky Lake, who was in a previous John Waters film, Hairspray. The first one. The original one. Not the new one.
All of it.
Look, the John Waters one's alright.
The
recent one that...
that was...
A bit of context. Zach and I were in a dancing school for a while in our childhood. And we had to do Hairspray. And it was...
It was the worst.
Oh, it was really bad.
It was quite bad.
I look back on those years and I shudder.
Yes, no.
Just thinking about it.
I don't look back on them and I still shudder and I don't know why. Something in my memory tells me to shudder, but I don't know what it is. I blocked it out.
No.
Anyway.
It's got 63% Rotten Tomatoes.
damn, people liked this boy. Agree with them. Good on you, Serial Mum, for going and making a great movie is what I was going to say.
Is that the highest Rotten Tomatoes score we've done so far?
I'm not sure. I think maybe we did something around the same score 60, earlier. 60. I can't remember, though.
I mean, we liked Greedy.
Yes, but that one didn't get, like, good reviews or anything.
We liked Hudsucker. Yes. But that also didn't get good reviews.
What about Ace Ventura? I think
that was, like, the 40, 50 mark.
Didn't get really high as well. So, yeah.
This might be the highest.
Reviews. So there you go.
Reasonably cheap film. Cost about $13 million to make.
Wow, that's really cheap.
Released worldwide. I've got the worldwide numbers.
Oh, okay.
What do you think it made?
Well, $30
million? No.
No? 25?
No, okay.
20?
That's low. Low.
10?
Low. Ooh, a bit lower.
9?
Ooh, a bit lower.
8?
Yeah, $8 million.
Oh, that's a shame. For such a good movie.
It didn't get a complete,
I feel like if they had advertised it, there must have been some sort of marketing failing there.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. I feel like I would have enjoyed this.
Yeah, I wish it did better, but it didn't. Oh, well.
That's so sad.
I'm not sure why it was, you know, fairly adult film.
Yeah, it has a weird audience sort of thing. Because back then, like, violent films like these would not be advertised to kids.
No.
Unlike nowadays where you your kids to the MA movies because they're the fun ones. But, like, back then, this would definitely be an adult film. And I don't know if it appeals to adults. It's more like a teen movie.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But, like, teens wouldn't be allowed to see this movie. Probably why it didn't have a greater reception.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
Still, like, I feel like it should have done better.
Anyway. I feel like the American audience, particularly around this time, weren't really open to the experimental films either, which this very much is. So that could have been
why it didn't do so well there.
But anyway, the film opens with text, letting you know that this is, in fact, a true story.
Based on a true story.
Based on a true story.
Which could mean they took the concept of a true story and then made a movie without knowing anything on the base of the true story. Although they reference it a few times.
You say that. And it is based off court testimony, sworn declarations, and hundreds of interviews that the filmmakers conducted. Some of the innocent names have been changed in the interest of the larger truth. And no one involved in the crimes received any form of financial compensation.
It's not based on a true story.
No, it's not.
Fake.
It's completely
made it up.
It's all fiction.
It's a joke. But I like the whole based on a true story little thing that they were doing. That was cute little...
Because I think in like the late 80s, early 90s, that there was a lot of fantasizing serial killers and films about them. So I think it's a parody on that.
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure it was. And I thought that was good. I liked it.
Yeah.
So it opens up after that with like a nice, lovely family home. Mm. Like your classic suburban. Yep. Anyway, and they go into this lovely house. And it's your nice, classic American household with the wife and the husband and the kids. You got... The dad, he's a dentist.
Yeah, dentist.
You've got Shaggy, the eldest son.
Oh, my actual name's Kip, dude, but call me Shaggy.
Yeah, because...
I was originally going for like a bro voice. Yeah, and then it turned into something from the UK.
Because the actor played Shaggy.
Yeah, dude.
And that's all I can think of.
Yeah.
Yeah, bruh. It's me, Shagster.
The Shagster. I think his name is Trip, but let's just call him Shaggy for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely calling him Shaggy and the eldest daughter.
Misty.
Yeah.
She's got an arc.
Yeah, no, her character is that she likes boys.
That's her character.
And her character arc.
Yep.
That's it. Anyway, so they're sitting around the table eating dinner. And then on the TV, there's this thing about a serial killer. And they're talking about it. It's like, oh, it's so horrible. And absentmindedly, the mom's like, oh, everyone has their bad days. Which is, of course, a super ominous quote.
Everyone has their bad days. Then Shaggy is like, I'm going to have some gum. And he gets some gum and he puts it in his mouth.
And he's like, young man, you know the rules. No gum.
Oh,
Yeah, so he throws it out. This is important. The no gum plotline is very important.
It's very important. Mum, no gum.
There's like this whole scene where she's trying to kill a fly.
Yeah, flies flying
very
around.
Very dramatic.
Landing on all their food. The music for the entire film is so good.
It's so good. Then she swaps it, and they're all like, ugh. Which I thought was a bit of an overreaction to the whole fly killing.
It was a pretty gory fly killing, though.
Yeah.
That fly had a lot of...
Yeah. But to be fair, like... If I was then, I would have been like, oh, nice, got the fly, nice.
Yeah, well...
That's how I would have reacted.
Well, you're not a part of a lovely American...
Yeah, but it's
nuclear
still a fly.
Family. No, it's true. Yeah, it's just a fly.
Anyway, there's a doorbell ring.
Yep.
And who's that at the door? It's some officers.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Officer 1 and Officer 2. I don't think we ever learn their names.
No, we
we'll
don't
just
at
call
all.
Them the officers.
B1 and B2.
Sure. We'll call them B1 and B2.
Banana 1 and Banana 2. Anyway.
B1 is older and balding. B2 thinks that the daughter's attractive.
Yes, which is great. Love that plot line.
It's great.
Anyway,
it goes nowhere.
Anyway, the office come in and they're like, hey, we're here to talk to you about something. And then one of the officers, B1, he's eating some gum. So she's like, ah, officer... No gum in this household.
No gum in this house.
And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And he spits out this gum.
The officers
then explain that a lady across the road or across the street or something has been getting a lot of harassment calls.
Yeah.
Specifically, there's the line.
Like harassment calls and those sort of like threats that you receive in the mail that are just like the letters are all... cut out of
they do the classic
newspapers.
Like cut out of newspaper letters sort of thing and I believe the note reads I'll get you pussy face and
the mum's like oh, officers I've never said the p word out loud let alone written it down
and her husband's like no woman, self-respecting woman ever would.
No, that's right. Life doesn't need to be ugly. Look out at the birds. Listen to their call. And then there's like a scene for like a minute where the birds are just like cheap and happy music plays. It's great. It's real good.
Yeah, then the officers leave, followed by the rest of the kids going to school. Guy goes to work.
And Misty's got a date called Carl and he drives a Jeep and he's cool.
He's got a Jeep.
He's got a bloody Jeep, mate.
Yep. Of course, after everyone's left, she goes up to her room, hops on her phone, and calls the lady across the street to harass her.
Oh, yeah.
Saying some very graphic
things. We get such beautiful harassments, like...
Excuse me, is this, Pussy Way?
Is
it the cocksucker residence?
Yeah, that's right. Is the postcode 212FU?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's the lady who acts this out, the actor, is so good doing this.
Kathy Bates is so good throughout this entire film.
Then the lady hangs up.
Yeah.
And so she calls again, but this time she calls back pretending to be a telemarketer or something. So the lady's like, will you leave me alone? And she's like, excuse me? Sorry. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I've just been getting some calls and stuff. And then she, you know, after talking to her as a telemarketer, harasses her again. Yeah.
It's good. It's revealed why she hates this neighbor so much. The neighbor is called Dottie. We find that out at this point. The reason that she hates her so much is because, Zach, look, Dottie did something unforgivable.
Unforgivable that we all can relate to, that we would want to harass someone for the rest of their life.
Definitely.
They stole her parking spot. Unbelievable.
Horrible action.
Yeah, we have a flashback to her, like, driving her car about to park in a parking spot, and Dottie swoops in to grab this parking spot, and you see her, like, eyes narrow. She's like, I'm going to harass this person for the next couple of weeks.
It's good. All throughout this film, and this is one thing that I really liked, there are constant timestamps that mean absolutely nothing.
It's very weird. I didn't really pay attention to them.
And it's great. It's just like random times right before something of note might happen. So, for example, she's got to go to the school. There's a parent-teacher conference. Yep. And it flashes up. 3:36 p.m.
I didn't really notice them. It's just kind of the back of my mind now, timestamps. I just don't notice them anymore.
They're just there. This is fun.
Anyway, she talks to the local math teacher who's getting on her back because her son's really into gore.
Yeah.
He's like into gory movies and he's done a bit of artwork on his book, so the teacher hates him.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
a real dick teacher.
And he's like, I think your son needs therapy. Tell me, did he torture animals when he was young?
And she's like, no, of course not. He just likes gore and stuff. And yeah. he's like, yeah, I think he needs therapy. I think you're doing yeah. your mothering wrong and all that.
That's
and she's
right,
like,
that's right.
Excuse me.
So she's got a bone to pick with this teacher. So she hops yep. in her car, waits until he leaves.
She's leaving the parking and she's about to go away when she spots this teacher.
Mm.
And the teacher's just going along and then he pulls out a stick of gum.
Oh no.
And he starts chewing it and her eyes narrow and she knows what she has to do. So she gets her car and rams it into him and then runs over him several times.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like, oh my lord.
It's full on. There's blood splatter. There's serious music. It's big stuff. There is a student who is witnessing all of this hiding behind a tree.
Yeah.
You zoom in on her face. She's like, what is happening?
Yeah. Anyway, so we cut back
yes.
to home.
Well, before that, though, mm-hmm. quick little thing, quick fun note.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to the car wash,
yep.
get her car clean. Same car wash as in My Girl 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't
think
notice
it's
that.
It's the garage that the uncle owns in My Girl 2.
Huh.
It's the car wash that they went to for one scene in this film, and I noticed it and went, how's that?
Huh.
It's not important.
No, that's very weird.
It's just
a
note.
That would be a thing, yeah.
yeah.
Anyway, so they're back at home. They're talking, doing mm-hmm. the normal family stuff. Then on the channel, it's revealed that there's been a murder.
Mm.
The math teacher's died. Been run over in a hit and run case.
No.
Is that really something that's so important? It should be on all the channels? Because
well,
it's stressed
yeah.
that it's on literally all the channels.
I guess
it's a small town. How would it be on all the channels?
That's true.
Like, because it's
yeah,
stressed that it's on
ones.
All the channels. Like, the only time that that would ever happen if it was like a national emergency
yeah.
and the government was sending out like an evac warning or something. There's no way it was on all the channels. Anyway,
yeah.
that's
yeah,
a nitpick.
No, yeah,
anyway,
I get that. One of Beverly's friends comes over. Her name's Rosemary. I think she's the one who dropped off the sewing equipment earlier.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, one of the teachers was murdered. And the only witness was this stoner girl.
Ah.
And then there's like a scene where there's like an interview of the stoner girl. And she's like, yeah, man, it was totally rad. It was like, vroom. And I was like, and then it was like, and I was like, gross.
Yeah, no, it was real silly. Then they cut to the next scene where they're, like, going to bed.
They're going to bed. I love this. There's a
yep.
quote. The husband is like, I just can't stop thinking about that poor teacher. Of course you can't. It just happened.
yeah. No. Yeah, no. It literally just happened.
It just... Like, if this was 2 days later, makes
yep.
sense. Why it would yep. be a little strange if you can't stop thinking about a death in the town. But, like, an hour after you find
yeah.
out... Ugh.
Although, to be fair, humans are, like, stating the obvious sort of things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just
but
thought
anyway,
it was funny.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
it's funny.
It was a bit silly.
She has a bird-watching book that she reads that she secretly hides famous serial killers' pictures in for some reason.
Yeah, that's right. And those pictures get her a little bit horny.
Yeah, well, no. The killing makes her horny. She's like, you know what I want to do? Some solid, loud banging. And the dad's like, oh, we got to be quiet for the kids. She's like, nah, I'm going to be super loud. And it's this weird scene where we cut to the kids in their rooms, like, hearing all the banging. And I'm like, this is real. Why?
Yep.
Why is she being so loud?
I thought
anyway,
it was... Look, it was
funny.
A very funny
it
scene.
It was really funny. It was really funny.
It's just so stupid.
It's so dumb.
I thought it was very good.
Anyway.
The next morning, the detectives are kind of like snooping around the place. They're like having
yeah.
a look in some rubbish and they're like having a look around. So the detectives are just, they're very suspicious about this mum.
Yeah. Anyway, the mum then grabs all these evidence books and she chucks them in a trash bag.
Yeah.
Takes them out to the garbage people. Has a talk with them.
Yeah.
These garbage people are the like... most insane people, like, they're on her levels of insane.
Oh,
where
yeah.
they watch the next door neighbor, like, snooping through people's trash or something.
Mm.
And they're like, tis, this lady, she doesn't recycle.
Oh.
Yeah, and this is a big plot point in the movie that people who don't recycle should be killed.
Yep. The garbage men are like, someone should kill her.
You know what? She doesn't recycle. Someone should kill her for the sake of the earth.
And the mum's like, you're right. For the sake of this planet, I just might.
Which is a great quote. I love that quote. Anyway, so then she's hanging out with the next door neighbor lady and Dottie.
Yep.
They're sort of hanging out. She says something about a plant that has a name familiar to one of the slurs. And Dottie's like, oh, wait a minute. Are you the person who's been calling me up all this time?
Yeah.
They have a little fight. Then the murder lady, she grabs one of the eggs, the Fabergé eggs.
Yeah.
Very famous egg line. And smashes it. And the next door neighbor comes over like, oh, no, my Fabergé egg. And murder lady's like, oh yeah, no, Dottie was going crazy. Mm. She just knocked one over. And the neighbor's like, oh, Dottie, how could she do this? And Dottie's like, ah, I didn't do this at all. But they're ignoring her. And, the murder lady's like, oh yeah, let's go to the market. We'll get you a brand new one right away.
Yeah. So they head to the market. Meanwhile, the husband was hoping to have a nice quiet day.
Yep.
Where he could, like, do stuff around the house.
Yep.
But he was called into work by this elderly couple who really need to get their teeth checked out. So he's like, fine, I guess I'll go to the office, meet you there. And so he goes there, he does it. And then the detectives show up to ask about Bev. And they're like, we found these things. We were snooping around outside your house and we found all these crime thrillers, these disgusting books about murder. And crime, and we think your wife might be mental if she's reading these.
Probably just Shaggy.
Yeah.
Little Shaggy boy.
He's
into gore and stuff. That's probably just his books and stuff.
And they're like, oh, it's a guy. Yeah, well, that's fine.
Oh, it's a guy. That's right.
They go to the market. She's with Rosemary, and then Kyle, her daughter's partner, shows up, and he's with another girl.
Yes, and there's the mum's like, so you're going to abandon my daughter for some other pretty girl, huh? Well, I know what I have to do.
Not on my watch. So at precisely 11:22 a.m.
Yes, because timestamps.
she grabs a furnace poker. Is that the correct term?
Something like that. And she goes into the men's bathroom, sneaks in there. There's a guy in there, by the way, who goes to the toilet and just walks out.
Oh.
Doesn't wash his hands. I know a lot of people I've seen in public bathrooms not wash their hands. Disgusting. Come on.
Yeah.
Fellas.
Fellas especially.
Fellas are the only ones. I haven't been in a woman's bathroom very much.
No. I've heard rumors.
But guys, come on. Like, I've seen so many public people just go to the toilet and then not wash their hands.
True.
Disgusting.
Especially
wash your hands.
Especially especially at the train station bathrooms.
Yeah, all the time you see people just go in, go out. It's gross.
You're
it's
disgusting.
The most disgusting thing.
You're an awful person. If you do that, unsubscribe.
Many a time.
We don't want you.
Unsubscribe. you're right.
She sneaks into the bathroom and there's this other guy who's like cut a hole into one of the bathroom stalls, and then like he sees her and is like, oh no,
there's a woman in the bathroom. That's weird. What is she doing? Then he hears her murder the guy by like stabbing him with the hot poker from behind. She grabs like a piece of gut or gore or something with the hot poker. By
like
accident?
Liver or something? Yeah.
Yeah, something like
that. She pulls something out of him and, like, it won't get off, so she's got to use her hands and she'll push it off and then she accidentally steps on it.
Yeah.
Gets some blood all over her shoes.
Oh, well.
The poker's pretty bloody as well. And with him dead, she does the respectable thing and flushes the toilet he was using.
Yeah. She goes back to her stall with the daughter, sells the thing. Then the next door neighbor sees the poker with the blood on it and then sees her shoe with the blood on it. And she's like, wait a minute. Anyway.
She starts to get a little bit suspicious.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, husband is back home. He's looking around their bedroom and he finds heaps of like crime related stuff.
Yeah. And he's like, oh,
books.
That's not good.
He finds some letters that she's been sending to inmates at prisons.
Yep.
He also finds a tape, a recording from none other than Ted Bundy.
Bum, bum, bum.
And it's a recorder of him being like, hey, it's Ted Bundy. It's real cold tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
It's real weird. But that was actually voiced by John Waters, that particular tape. So there you go.
And then the police are getting more evidence against her from like the eyewitnesses and stuff.
Rosemary is like, actually, I think Beverly did it. I saw blood on her shoes. No, it wasn't blood. It was gore. It was just hanging there like a runny nose.
Yeah, that's a great quote. I forgot about that one.
And Dottie is also there and like, yeah, the person who's been harassing me this whole time has been next door neighbor Beverly. And then, yeah, they're having dinner. The Shagster brings up that his friend Scotty, one of his friends that he hangs around with, who is a big fan of porn.
Yes.
That's his only character trait.
His character trait is he loves porn.
Yeah.
Which, I'm not exactly sad that character trope went away.
My friend Scotty thinks that you might be the murderer. And she's like, I'm going to go to the shops. So she races out, she gets in her car, and the family are like, oh no, I think that she's going to kill Scotty.
Bum, bum, bum.
And so they go to follow her. She leaves the house, and you think that she's driving to Scotty's house.
But instead, she's going to the elderly couple that dragged the husband away from the household to do work. She goes over to their place, and she sees them doing something despicable.
Eating
chicken dinner.
I can't believe it. They're eating birds.
Bum, 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 because she loves birds.
Yeah.
And they're eating chicken. Despicable. So she murders them. Horrible.
She murders them. How does she murder them? She hides in the wardrobe of the lady.
She's got those scissors, I think, that she got from her next door neighbor from the sewing supplies. And she stabs one of them.
She stabs one of them with scissors. And then the other one, she chases around the house and then pushes an...
Yes, and he runs out of the house, so she pushes the air conditioner off the roof onto him.
Onto his hand. There we go.
Yeah.
And that's how they die. Meanwhile, the family and the detective all think that she's gone to Scotty's house. So they go over to Scotty's house.
Yeah.
They sneak in through a window.
Yeah.
And they hear screaming.
Yeah, they're like,
they hear Scotty screaming.
He's dying.
He's dying. She's attacking him. So they race into his bedroom and... Nah, he's just masturbating.
Yes, he's like full on going crazy masturbating. You see the sheets flying up everywhere. Yeah, no, it's very overacted. Yeah, and very silly.
Oopsie.
And he's like super embarrassed, obviously. Yeah.
And then they get home. The mum's already there. She's got dessert, and they're like, "Oh no, she did just go to the shops. Yep. She's not a murderer."
Yep.
The police aren't too sure about that, though. Next day, as they go to church, there's a line of... How many would you say? Six?
It's like six. No, more than that. There's like 15 cop cars or something just sitting out there waiting for her to come out.
Yeah. So they drive to church. Basically, what the police are doing, why they're following her, not doing anything, because they're waiting for the lab results to get back. They've taken the DNA off of the books that she found that were hers, are confirmed to be hers, that she threw out, and the DNA on the poker that she used to stab that Kyle dude with. And they're going to try and see if they're a match.
If they are, they're going to arrest her.
Yeah.
So they're following her. Anyway, so they go into the church, and everyone's like looking at her like, oh my God, it's the murder lady. Everyone's like whispering and being like...
No one will talk to her aside from the two garbage people.
Yeah, we're like, hey, how's it going? I love you. Yeah, you gotta murder that lady.
So great. And then we hear back from the lab. The DNA's a match. The police are like, all right, that's it. We're going in.
Meanwhile, in the service, the pastor is talking about capital punishment.
That's true.
And how God would have wanted it for murderers, which... First off, is like a rather amusing sort of thing to be happening.
Yeah.
Kind of sad that would probably happen if someone, if a pastor had that opinion. It's sort of manipulative. Oh, well.
That's that for you.
It is sort of funny. Also, like, probably not something to be pushing while there's a murderer or a suspected murderer in the stands.
Yeah.
Probably not your wisest move, but anyway, it was rather amusing.
It was fun.
And everybody's like, capital punishment. Nice.
It's good. They're getting in the mood while the police sneak in.
Yeah.
They're all in a disguise.
But then, murder lady has a sneeze onto the baby in front of her.
Yeah.
Poor baby.
She sneezes all over the baby.
And then everyone goes crazy. They're like, she sneezed. And it causes a panic.
It's just like a riot. She sneaks out of the building and hops into the car with her son, Shaggy.
Shaggy tries to help them, and then and Shaggy's friend, they take her.
Shaggy's friend, not the porno one, the horror fan one.
Yeah, the horror fan. There's
two.
And they take her to their shop.
Yes.
A VHS shop thing. A old lady comes in, and she's like, oh, can I get Annie? I want to watch Annie. And he's like, all right, have you got your old VHS? Mm. And she gives it over, and he's like, well, you didn't rewind it.
Mm.
You got to rewind the tapes. It's company policy. It's a dollar fee.
Yeah.
Fine for not rewinding your tapes. And she's like, fine then. And she pays it and she swears at him. And you're like, oh, you rude, horrible person. How dare you ask me to rewind my tapes before returning them like a normal person.
Mm.
Despicable lady. Obviously needs to die.
Exactly. Well, she might, because Beverly sneaks out and goes over to her house.
The kids are like, uh-oh, where did she go? Oh, no, she's gone to go murder the lady.
And so they also go over to that lady's house, try and save her. Porno kid, doing some investigating, also sees her going over to the house, climbs up on the roof of a neighboring house and watches.
Anyway, serial mum, she gets a knife from the kitchen, decides against the knife, instead gets a giant leg of meat, and just beats this old lady to death with it. It's kind of clever because then she feeds the meat to the dog, so there's no like murder weapon left over, I guess.
It's true. It's a good move. But her DNA is already on the knife, so whatever. But
Oh, well. And then the kid is like, uh-oh, I've been spotted, because she spots him. And then there's a chase. She chases after the kid. Then they get to, like, a metalhead concert.
Yes.
He tries to escape in there. He doesn't have ID, but the bouncer is terrible at this metalhead concert, because he just bribes him, and he's like, sure, get in there.
Yeah.
Terrible. Should be fired.
Yep.
Not happy with him.
Yep. So then the porno kid gets into the club. Shaggy runs into the dad and daughter. So they also run over to the club.
She gets in because the bouncer's like, oh, you're serial mum. I love mass murderers. Big fan. I'm going to let you into this giant crowd of people.
Yep.
That's a great plan on my part.
Good idea.
Terrible bouncer. Should be fired. Just saying.
They're all in the metal concert. It's a concert for a band called Camel Lips.
Yep.
That's all I'll say on them.
Yeah,
they're actually a pretty good band.
Yeah, but the metalheads are all banging away. It's like very stereotypical metalheads.
Yeah.
Which are all down for murder, apparently, because she lights this kid on fire on stage, and they're all, like, cheering.
She kills the porno kid by lighting him on fire. And, like, when he's burning on the ground, the lead singer from the metal band is drinking vodka and spitting it on him so that he catches more aflame.
Yeah, it's
anyway, the cops come and arrest her.
Cut to court session.
Yeah.
That had a timestamp, I remember that.
It's about like 5 months later.
It's like 5 months later, they're in court. The lawyers are all up there. One of them has a quote.
So the prosecutor, they introduce him, and he gets up. He stands in front of the jury. Great jury, they're very nice. And he's like, good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. My name is Timothy Nazelrod, and I hope that we can be friends.
Yeah, it's that's like his one, like, thing
it's
in
a
the
great,
movie.
It's a great line.
Anyway,
I really like that line. So she's accused of multiple murders.
Yeah.
And her defense attorney, he wants to, you know, say that her mental state isn't quite there.
He's trying to plead insanity, which is a classic sort of thing to do when she's clearly done it. But she has different plans.
Yes.
So she fires her lawyer.
Yep.
In court and asks to represent herself.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge is like, well, she has the legal right to do it.
You can. How do you plead?
She says, not guilty.
Oh.
And they're like, what? Uh-oh, she's going to have a bad time doing that.
The first witness that they bring to the stage is Dottie.
Yes. And Dottie's like, oh, she called me up. And she was like, I would never say such things. Yep. But then she like covers her mouth and like mouths like swear words at Dottie.
Yeah.
And Dottie's like, didn't you see that? Didn't you see she mouthed that? And the court's like, Dottie, calm down, calm down. There's no yelling in the court.
Yeah.
And this continues for a bit. And Dottie eventually just, she just snaps and starts swearing her head off, calling yelling horrible like crazy. Things. And they have to escort her out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they sentence her to like a week of jail time as
Because you can't do that in court.
No, you definitely cannot. Outside.
Yeah.
They're selling cereal mum merch.
Oh, yeah, the daughter's like being an entrepreneur selling cereal mum stuff.
Mm. They're also making a TV film about her.
Yeah, that's like a
subplot. In which the actress shows up at some point.
We go through some witnesses. Yep. We go through all the witnesses and she, serial mum, like, slowly discredits all of them. The next one is the drug kid.
The drug kid.
Who comes into court high.
Stoner, yeah.
Yeah, the stoner. And she's like, oh, yeah, I remember it was blue. That was the car. Blue. That's like the sky.
Yeah.
Or something like that, you know. And so already that witness is discredited.
Yep. The detective shows up and she says that he likes adult magazines and therefore is an incredible witness.
Yeah, so he's like, oh, we found murder books in your trash, but she's friends with the garbage people.
Yeah.
So she knows that. And she pulls out the fact that he has dirty magazines in his trash. And the court laughs at him. And he's like, oh, you can't do that. That's an invasion of privacy. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Rosemary shows up. And look, the thing that discredits Rosemary. Yes,
it's very clear. You'll remember it. It's the most horrible thing. Worse than murder.
Oh, yeah.
She brings up the fact that she doesn't. Recycle.
Oh.
And the whole court gasps. And she's like, it's so much effort.
Mm.
And the court just shakes their head. Completely discredited.
Yeah.
Terrible witness. So she's like, hardly any witnesses left.
It's hardly any. The prosecution is just not successful at all. Everyone is getting on the side of serial mum. Everyone thinks that she's innocent. There's like some news reports that even call her a feminist icon. It's really just like things are getting out of control. Everyone's in support of Beverly.
And in the end, not guilty.
That's right. Whack. The jury find her not guilty.
And everyone claps. Yep. They're like, yay, the serial killer got off scot-free. That's right. Woo!
It's all happy. Everything is going well. Except one of the jury members...
Bum, bum, bum.
Is wearing white shoes after Labor Day.
You can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. So outside the court, she talks with the lady and she's like, oh, fashion's changed, fashion's old. But she's like, nah, fashion doesn't change like that. And she beats her to death. Yep. Of course she does. And then everyone finds this dead lady and they're like, oh my gosh, maybe she's the murderer after all. Mm. And bam. That's the end of the movie. It's pretty great.
Yeah. It cuts on like a freeze frame.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's a great freeze frame as well. It's like a perfect freeze frame.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the movie.
I mean, I had so much fun with this.
Yeah, that was a great movie. This is just a good comedy movie.
Yeah.
It had a simple plot line and it executed it pretty well.
Kathy Bates was hilarious.
Yep.
One-liners off the wall.
Yeah.
All the quotes from this film. So good.
Yeah, real good movie. I really enjoyed it. I'm giving it a goodie.
Yeah.
I think you should check it out. If you like this sort of thing, check it out.
100% giving it a goodie as well.
Yeah.
It's sort of advertised as a horror, but it's not. It's a slasher, but...
Yeah, it's a slasher comedy.
That's right. Hey.
Yeah.
Nice one.
But there's a bit of gore and stuff in it. I'll give it the gore, but it's not really horror.
I want to check out more of John Waters' stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It was good.
I saw him recently in I've been watching it through the Chucky films.
Ah,
and he's
yes.
in one of them called the Seed of Chucky, which is about the kid of Chucky.
Oh, it is like that. I was like, oh, that's a weird name. That probably has a different meaning. Nope, that's exactly what it sounds like. All right.
He plays like a creepy photographer in that, and he's pretty fun. So, yeah, no, John Waters is really good. I really enjoyed this. If you enjoy this sort of film and just want to have a fun time, it's barely an hour and a half. So, yep. Just chuck it on. So that is the episode. It's a goodie from both of us. Check this film out. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, if you liked it, leave us a comment.
Yep.
Tell us what you liked. Tell us what you hated.
Yep, if you
share it with your friends
on iTunes, we'll give you a shout out. I'm sorting out YouTube. They'll be back up soon.
Yeah, check us out on the Facebooks. You had the first episode. We plugged the things. Check us out. You can message
us. We're releasing
all
these back to back, so all this stuff should be pretty fresh in your mind. Zach, next episode. I'm choosing.
You chose
this one.
All right. So you've got a few options for your movie choice. We have Bad Girls, which is a Western.
That's fun.
It's about cowgirls who run away from the saloon they work at and are chased by the law or something.
That doesn't sound great.
Yep.
that sounds
great.
I mean, it sounds like a Western, which we haven't done yet.
No, we did. We did 8 Seconds, remember?
That is technically a Western.
Yeah, that's very much a Western.
Okay.
That's like a rodeo.
Well,
can't get more Western than a rodeo.
I guess like Westerns there are like cowboys and...
It's like a modern Western.
Mm.
That's what it is.
We haven't
got the classic Western. Then we got Chasers.
Yep.
It's a comedy about the Navy escorting a beautiful prisoner or something.
That's not... okay. Probably not that one.
Yeah, I mean...
What,
could
like
be interesting.
They're like, oh, it's a prisoner, but she's beautiful.
Yep, that's the plot.
No.
and then we have a Brain Scan. And that's a movie about like a horror video game of some sort. Which sounds interesting, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not gonna lie, that does sound interesting.
So yeah.
Look, we did just do a horror.
Yes.
But Bad Girls and what was the other one? Chasers?
Yeah, Chasers. I don't know. I think probably past Chasers.
Chasers sounds like an entirely forgettable comedy.
Yeah.
Bad Girls.
We could do Bad Girls. I mean,
am I in the mood for a Western, though?
Nah, no, probably not.
The problem with Westerns is that the classics are good.
Yeah.
Then the modern ones are not bad, like Django Unchained, pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
But everything in the middle is
just bad.
Yeah,
but this doesn't sound like a good Western.
No.
It has, like, ladies leaving a... I don't know, that's not the Western.
Totally fair. If Brain Scan is a serious horror...
Yeah?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's try that one out. I mean, video games. I love video games.
Yeah?
You like
video games.
Video games
in the 90s. Oh, this could get interesting.
Oh, yeah, no, this could get interesting.
I think we mentioned that video games... were something that they like to make fun of in the 90s. So
yeah, so there you go.
Fun. All right, next episode, Brain Scan.
Yeah, let's watch that.
We do finish each episode with our favorite quote from the film we just watched, though, which was Serial Mum.
Mine is, of course, everyone has their bad days.
Really? That's
your
favorite?
Which sums up this movie pretty well.
Look, it's probably not the best quote.
Yeah.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. My name is Timothy Nasalrod.
Yeah, great name.
And I hope we can be friends.
It's a weird way to address the court. Yeah.
Anyway, that's the episode. See you next time.
Peace.
Peace. I guess after an episode with someone killing.
Did you say peace? What's wrong with peace?
No, I've never heard you say peace before.
I was just mixing it up. I said peace.
This was a violent film. Peace is good.
Peace.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.